takes a while, but we are getting it done. I think I told you guys, we did a town-wide cleanup a few weeks back that yielded about 30 bags of trash, a bunch of cardboard, basically four pickups, full, pretty much the whole dumpster. And we've noticed Chris does rounds in the morning, picked up two bags a day, usually, big bags, not fulls, 30 gallons, 50 gallons, whatever those are. So there's a lot of trash, I don't know, it's blowing out of the dumpsters, or people are just throwing it. He said the Mondays are usually worse, and this morning, so like they had a pizza party at the Tonka, and they like Dr. Pepper and Big D's Pizza, whatever that is. So we had to fill two bags just in that one area. So we're looking at maybe getting the camera system. We've got a remote hotspot that we put in, and we can view it on our phones, and it records X amount of footage from that, so we can find the nice people that are doing that. I guess they have a little more time on their hands if you could maybe give them some more assignments.
I should.
We did get two of them off of the dugout at the rec center ball fields. They were sitting up on top of the ball fields after they'd climbed up the fence and broke it down, which makes him rather angry. At the golf course ag complex, as far as I know, with the exception of a few that have broken the rules at the golf course, we do have both of those open. We didn't have anybody in the ag today, but I think it's a good thing. I know the people appreciate having somewhere to go, being outside instead of stuck inside their house. So I think it's a good thing we've got both of those open. With the warmer weather, we've been busy. The time off has been good for us to catch up on quite a few things. We're not caught up by any means, but with the warmer weather, we've opened the buildings and started rotating out our summer and winter equipment. That's putting some of the plows away, putting some of the shovels away, optimistically, hopefully. And cleaning the buildings, organizing the sprayers, getting those ready for the year, and the fertilizer applicators, getting all that stuff down and ready to go. All the garage doors, I believe I reported last time, we put all the seals in. Our shop benefited greatly from that. I'm sure we'll reflect that in the gas bills as winter comes back. They're just totally sealed up. And you can see the space at the top of those. Those guys came in and adjusted them and put new seals and feather things on the top of them. Little vinyl deals to keep the air closed. We would have Wise deliver some rock to the ag complex, starting on working on the drainage out there. Probably going to put in a couple more pipes at the west end of the outdoor, a little swamp that everybody continues to drive through. We'll just make it a road, put two of the culverts, of which we have 10 or 15, I think, left up there that Max had bought. I worked on our lot a little bit during one of the hailstorm or the rain, just to get it to flow out a little bit better, put some of that rock in there. Excuse me. Continued working on the drainage west of the golf course, left 9. We didn't get that finished last fall, but it should. When we built the ag complex, all the water that used to disperse through that area nicely is kind of flowed down between Bill Reynolds and our shop. It goes with some pretty violent flow, so we put a little dam in and a break. Excuse me, coronavirus. We're basically just following the old path. I think guys have come in and they drove through the ditch in 53 different spots. And the hailstorm, when it came through, just built those up. So we got several ponds, hot tubs, if anybody's interested. So we're working on all those areas back there to keep the water from going in the ninth fairway, the goal for that, and send it back down where it's supposed to go. And other than that, we've been working on equipment. We pulled the water truck back in. It's still what it was when we parked it before. We got a lot of leaks in that. We do have the PTO working now consistently, but we'll do some more work on it as we have time and get it back together. That's all I've got.
Any questions for me?
One other thing was, did Paula talk to you about the cleanup days?
We kind of discussed it today, but we didn't know exactly when or...
Yeah, and that's kind of what I guess we're all... I guess if we just want to put it on hold, you know, the cleanup days we do.
It is now, unless I gotta find out if they're gonna open the dump they're talking about according to the paper, but I didn't hear them say they were gonna do it on weekends.
So just
Monday through Friday, so I need to find out after the 15th, because that's probably when it's gonna happen, and find out if they'll do weekends and we can get free dump.
And so sometimes toward the end of May then? Is that when we did it last year?
Yeah, it was about the middle of May. We usually do it before graduation, but since there's no graduation this year.
That's right, because they
yeah.
don't do it there.
Yep.
So just something to think about. We've got a perfect date in mind. We'll start setting that stuff up. Like I said, they're kind of depending on what they say up there.
Depends on if they're for sure going to open up the dump. They haven't just said they were going to, but they got to approve it at a meeting. So.
Tentative date? One of these days?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Discussing change in the budget. For everybody to look, printed out the two, but it's going to be the difference. I actually lowered from the 190 we budgeted to 150 instead. So I think it's going to be that low. So that changes the amount. And I didn't change streets, I left it the way it was, just in case we do get money and we can decide to do it again, or if we can afford to, but now we won't spend it. So we can be the million five, the five is pretty much have to do because that's the safety club extension. So we got to put those on that for the grant. So.
The 11th.
The 11th. We have to open up town hall and have a public hearing on the 13th. So, it was a public one. So that's what I had her do, change everything. About $40,000 a month less, basically. So, I guess if you don't like it, we can change it. The third reading, I don't like what I do. So.
Hopefully we get 150.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Not this month's check, but next month's checks will be the real.
The real deal.
The real deal, where you, we're going to probably sit for the end of the year.
I was figuring this one, they might slide, but the next one after that is when I think it's.
Yep.
I agree with that.
And they're still shut off roads and all that stuff and oil and gas, and that's where your expenditure's going to drop.
Okay.
50 million coming from Saudi Arabia on a tanker.
Okay, if everybody's okay with that, then conflict claims, none, mayor comments. Oh. Present the Wyoming gas check to the Wright Town Council in the amount of $3,860.51. Thank you to Wyoming Gas. Thing I'd like to spend on that, since we have to spend it, is this the one last year, or is this a new one?
It's last year's.
Did
last
we
year's
ever
budget.
Spend the year before that?
Yeah, Rick did. Didn't you? Didn't you spend money? The for the community gas. Didn't you do something with this? I don't know. I can't remember. I don't have the budget, so.
Does Rick, do you know the around the fishing pond, they got that little sign that kind of tells you about the area and stuff like that? Do you know how we got that?
The Boy Scouts did a project, and I don't remember. I think it was Carl Burton Ollie's son.
It was what? I'm sorry?
No, I think it was Carl Burton Ollie's son.
Oh, yeah. Eagle Scout project?
Yeah, something like that. Were really cool that they got
yeah.
water in.
Three of them are damaged, one is completely gone. So does anybody know? So we don't know what it costs to fix that back up.
No clue.
Well, I'd like to spend that money on repairing them. Three plus one is completely gone.
Well, the thing is, I don't know where he got that stuff. I guess if I get an Eagle Scout bag, I'll know.
personal guy right here.
You're a little too old. You aged out, sorry.
I guess I shot that from you. I don't know where to get that stuff. I assume.
Can you
just research offline or?
I don't know. I guess I'd call Carl and see where you got him.
I'm not sure that it was Carl. I'm not even sure who the.
It's been a while.
I just remember it happening here.
Yeah, and I.
But it's been too long. The problem I had when he did that, he just plexiglassed over, sandwiched that paper in there, and that was what we were afraid was going to happen. It was going to get wet. They lasted for 5 or 6 years before they started getting water. So we could probably do something that's a little closer to vacuum.
I think it's good, and right now it looks terrible.
Yeah, I agree. Better than walking this stops.
I need heart therapy. I've been walking. So that's how I noticed it. So, not going around looking, I just thought, oh, shit, that's pretty. Oh, shit, I can't read it.
Yeah, we can. It's for beautification, parks, anything for.
Even if you have to do it like the metal one that you're in an arco done on the one called
Right. Yeah.
State better than.
It's just, those are so cool because it's, I mean, you can watch the people walk by there and they stop and it takes, you know, you can't read it in a 30-second period. It takes a couple of minutes to get through the whole thing. It's super informative. So I'm guessing that was an arco blown up to a certain size. We can certainly.
I think that's what you guys voted on last year anyway, because that's what it would be for. So it'd be for this year, and then we get the other one, what you guys voted on next year. So this one's fine for that. So.
Okay.
If I say so right.
Did you say so? Good.
That's right.
Thank you. Citizen comments, written comments, contracts, appointments, unfinished business. Business. Request to approve the ordinance 2020-03, the ordinance of the town of Wright, Wyoming, approve the minor re-subdivision of Lot 3, Block 1, Latigo Hills Subdivision, Volume 4, town of Wright, Wyoming, to be known as Track A, Lot 3A, Lot 3B, Lot 3C, Latigo Hills Subdivision, town of Wright, Wyoming. Which one's this one?
This one is for
Subway.
The one up at Subway.
Subway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
Need a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number two, request to approve ordinance 2020-04. The ordinance of the town of Wright, Wyoming, approve a minor re-subdivision of Lot 1, Block 1 of Latigo Hills Valley, Number 5, Section 26, Township 4, north by north, range 72 west, last 63rd DN. Re-subdivision, one large lot, and 2 lots. And this is where General Dollar's going to buy the lot and build General Dollar's still. So where it still comes in. And that's straight across.
From Big D. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Request to approve the master task order agreement with professional service between Dow and the town of Wright for the AML grant project number 5322.26609.03. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Need a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Request to approve the request from Winco Disposal LLC Coastal Plains to extend for 12 months the completion of the following items: landscaping, parking lot, dust control, and
So do you need to?
Make a motion to approve, except for everything we need to do.
Except for take the parking lot dust control out of there.
Do an exemption.
Remove that piece.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
Need a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Announcements, there will be a public hearing Monday, May 11th, 2020, at 7 PM. Here are the public comments on the 2020-21 budget. Next town council meeting will be held Monday, May 11th, 2020, immediately following the public hearing. If somebody wants to know, businesses are gonna open up, keep getting stranger by the minute at the meeting to go to at 2 o'clock. They're talking about, they gotta give a plan, gotta be approved by the city health, and they gotta send it to the state, so the state health can do this before they can.
So how long is that gonna take them?
I have no clue.
Wow. Okay.
That's how crazy it's getting.
Glad I'm not a business.
Seems like they're passing everything to me, to the state health, when the county can make the damn decision herself, and it don't need to go down here, but. But, city golf course, then it needs to send us to the county or the college college. They never told me when I'm at the meetings, open the ag and the golf course, copy the same as the county.
So what are we doing as far as the clubhouse, anything in there?
It's not open.
Not open?
Yeah, it just goes off that little.
Yep. So are we gonna have a plan for reopening before he's, can open that?
Probably, because it's gonna be the 6-foot distancing and all that, if we're gonna do it.
Okay.
Did you see the little article that was on Facebook? He talked about the golf carts available, but only one person, unless you're from the same family. That kind of stuff, just sensible stuff. The driving range will only take so many people at a time, so you're not able to have one.
Well, and it's, I mean, fortunately for the golf course, it's probably a lot more doable than a lot of other things. I think, given the space that there is, that you can distance yourself a lot better than, I was just concerned mostly about what the plan's gonna be for the pro shop. But.
Can't go in there.
Not right.
I don't need to be in there, so. I have to work every day.
The trouble is, it's gonna be chaotic.